The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
It is my fault because I was not planning on being away this long.
Yeah, you were away extra long.
I was out, yeah.
But I think we should remind the listeners that this podcast is fucking free. So if you, if you have complaints about content...
We don't hand out refunds.
Anyway,
All right.
Email.
No, you can email ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Email ruined@bigfattyonline.com.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3352, I say chew, of a BFO for right the 11th. The 11th of December 2020, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's voice letter a palooza, Big Fatty. Cheers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, you're cheers today because, y'all, this weekend, why not just sit back? Why not just sit back? You don't have to be with anybody else. Just sit back and have you a little glass or a big glass of holiday cheer, whatever that is in your book. It could be, I know the Laughing Buddha likes a good martini. I know the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. and George in Atlanta. They all enjoy a good whiskey, And Toppy Smelly enjoys a nice, warm, about 98.6. Big Fatty, you vulgar!
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, I guess y'all, Sunday is a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've met these two at the Deli Do-Rights, and I want to say it was... It was a few years ago on, was it St. Patrick's Day weekend or something like that? Because there was some sort of parade going on. But, y'all, they decorate. They decorate for the gay crema and the regular crema like it's going out of style. Y'all, they are the talk of the town, if you will. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the Ron and Stacy in the Hillsborough. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Ron and Stacy in the Hillsborough. We do indeed. And I don't, y'all, I don't know if they are on the Twitty or the Face, but anyway, maybe they are, but I just don't remember shit. It's just what it be. Ready? No surprise there. So, y'all, if you see Stacy or Ron from the Hillsborough on the Twitty or the Face, wish them a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy anniversary! Happy! Happy! Happy, 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 happy anniversary!
All right, knock it off!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See, y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first two are today for right. Y'all, the first one, he's out there, or he used to be out there in the Washington state, out in the, I want to say in the Seattle area, but I may have that wrong. Y'all, he is the other half of, Pooh Bear and Piglet. Y'all, I'm talking about Pooh Bear. Oh, man, honey, we love Pooh Bear. don't even know if Pooh Bear still listens or not. But Pooh Bear, if you do, say hey to Big Fatty Herbert Party. And y'all then another animal who's having a celebration today. Y'all is everybody's favorite giraffe. Y'all, I'm talking about none other from over there at the... y'all is Rodan. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Rodan. And y'all, I hear he's going to be down there at Rat World. Celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, because he'll probably have a special button to wear. Could be. Y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I've met this person many times at Pride 48 and at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex and at the Colonnade Hatlanta dinner. Y'all, I'm just sick to my stomach that we're not going to be able to do that this year. Y'all, he's just as sweet a person as a Big Fatty. You're just missing out on a free dinner. He usually does buy my supper at the Colonnade. Big Fatty, they always got to look out for the elderly. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Travis. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Travis. We do love Travis. And y'all, then our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he doesn't celebrate until the summertime. But y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's up there in the northern Mexico. Met him many, many, many times at Pride 48. Even been to his home in northern Mexico. And I met him at the Good Days. Y'all, it's none other than the former host of the Underpants Show and the Toucan Beanie Show. Y'all, it's the Turnip Head. Big Fatty, we love the Turnip Head. We do. So, y'all, if you see Pooh Bear, Rodan, Travis, or Turnip Head, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I guess y'all are census today. Big Fatty, who would have guessed you'd still be doing these, me? And, well, actually, everybody. Y'all, it's PDX Michael. I think that means he's from Phoenix. Michael, he lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A., a semi-lurker. Been listening to the BFO for eternity, half eternity on double speed. Plus time served listening to the original LFC. Big Fatty, he's been through a lot. Favorite segment, Axe Big Fatty. He has no idea what he would change to the BFO. Never called the voice letter number. Never attended a Pride 48 event. Never utilized a special chair. And y'all, there's a missive here on the last time he shat himself. Big Fatty, you'll have to tell us right after, yes?
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. Okay, so in real world, I have, this is now the third voice letter I have left you in past 6 minutes, maybe seven, because the other, you know, because of how long the other two were. But I feel like your Northeast straight Danny and I are in a competition at the moment. Today is November 6th, and I just listened to October 2nd's little show last night. So I am a month behind. But in my defense, so to speak, I used to listen to the little show at night when I would go to sleep. Unfortunately, Joe put his foot down about my listening to your show while he's asleep, because the last time I did when he was asleep, the damn death phone had him jump 3 feet off the bed. So I know you've told me not to listen to the little show in the Love Chamber, but still, regardless. I did listen to the little show where you wished the boy genius a happy exiting. He greatly appreciated it. And then I also listened to the episode of mine and Joe's anniversarium. It has been 3 years since our first, the first time we met. There are no wedding plans in place right now. Just, you know, not even just because of COVID, but just, you know, other reasons. But unfortunately this year we were not able to go to the diner, which how you remembered that, I have no clue in hell, but thank you. Oh, it's going to be another long one. Sorry. And what we ended up doing was ordering Chinese from the good hole-in-the-wall Chinese place. Elvira did a special on the 30th with Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, Katie, I cannot pronounce her last name, and a whole slew of other people. I'm sorry, the fact that, you know, the queen herself, Meryl Streep, was in it was enough for me. They did an hour presentation for a $10 donation to conservation Green Park thing for New York, and we did that. We had the good Chinese and had a very lovely anniversary. So, oh, you're going to kill me. Love you, Doodle.
Oh, hi. Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course, is Princess Anna. And Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. And Princess Anna, you said you were behind by a month on catching up, listening to the little shows. Well, I did want you to feel alone. That's why I'm a month behind in playing your voice letter. So take heed that you're just doing what the fat one does. Big fatty. I thought she was saying Elvira was the proprietor of the Chinese Hole in the Wall. Elvira's Chinese Hole in the Wall had a special. Oh, big fatty, did it come with egg roll?
Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I've ended up in the car with some stranger. Would you say hello?
Hi, it's All Chris.
It's Vader and All Chris. I believe you were the number 4 fan in 2003 for something. It's exhausting, isn't it? We're on our way back to the Scarlet Roof Resort and Conference Center we drove. I'm not going to say anything about that.
Shut up!
it took longer to drive anyway. But we're on our way back after a hootenanny. Where the fuck are we going?
We're going home! Home, bitch. Just...
Okay. All right. Anyway... So just checking in from the Dirty Myrtle, the Myrtle Beach. We did not see Alex Lafleur at the event, although I don't know what Alex looks like. So maybe we did. Maybe we were talking to him. Maybe that's who we were talking to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be. It could be. I don't believe we talked to any Alexes that I'm aware of. So, all right. Just checking in. You're fat. Do you have anything to say?
You're fat, you're ugly, and I miss you.
That about sums it up. I don't miss him, though.
Well, I'd say miss in a qualitative
Okay, well, you're fat.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader and Chris. And Vader and Chris, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from both of you. And y'all, he was up there in the Dirty Myrtle, as he called it, be ready. It was just lovely. Just lovely that he got to see Chris. And y'all, the fact that they were driving between the scarlet thatched inn and to the Pulse Hootenanny Club, y'all, it truly is a 3-minute walk. So anyway, Big Fatty, just move the show forward.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I am glad with the way that I do my voice letters because I had to sit here and re-listen to the last 3 that I sent you technically on November 6th to see if I had done this one receipt that I have from CVS. Now, this receipt's a little screwy because they charged me for something they shouldn't have, but it was still a pretty good receipt. I got, let's see, a 20-ounce bottle of Diet Pepsi. The Boy Genius got a 23.7-ounce bottle of Poland Spring water. And we got a 4-pack of the AA Duracell batteries. And I paid, including tax, $2.60. Mind you, my Diet Pepsi alone is normally $2.29. So I saved $9 for a total of 78% savings. Problem is, the batteries were supposed to be free, not the whatever the hell I paid for them, because the receipt says I paid $164, but that's also after they took, they used my $5 in extra care bucks. So I had to go back to the store the other night and return those batteries, and I have to still go back because they didn't have the batteries I wanted that day. It also proved that some things never change, because the Boy Genius, myself and Joe, are using the CVS that the Boy Genius and I used when we first moved out to where we live now, or in that area, I guess. And since we moved back, back in May, we've gone back to that same CVS. I think they've hired 2 new people in the 7 years since I've been at that pharmacy. So, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go. Bye!
Yeah, I see. All that, of course, is Princess Hanna with another long CVS receipt. And Big Fatty, what do you think she used those batteries for? Well, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it was a clock. Big Fatty, did you say clock or without the L? Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. Yeah, I see. Y'all, I want to go back over here and read you PDX Michael's short story. He says, I went to a small town in the mountains of Mexico to watch butterflies. One morning before heading out, I made the mistake of drinking a cup of not hot enough hot chocolate for breakfast. I made it to the town square when I began to feel as if the migrating butterflies had all relocated to my innards. Since there were no turlets in the square, I decided it would be best if I headed back to my little hotel. Well, I made it to the hotel, past the receptionist owner, and into the courtyard when I felt a fart coming on. I was pretty sure it would not be a good idea to trust that fart, so I made a dash to a little public restroom. Just as I unfastened my pants, those demon butterflies screamed out, creating a Jackson Pollock in earth tones on the restroom wall, the turlet, and the top of my pants. I had to clean this whole masterpiece before leaving, as there would be no way of pretending I was not the artist, and I had 3 more days left on my reservation. Big Fatty, who knew your listeners were so talented with their buttholes? Oh dear, I guess y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I'm over here in the Hatlanta, and I'm going to head on back on Monday. So Monday's little show will be pre-recorded as well. Y'all, there's no way I'm going to catch up on voice letters, but I'm at least playing some. I got 3 done today. That's not too bad for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you can say that again. That's not too bad for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy on Sunday. Y'all, the turnip head and turnip head, anything you want to say in honor of your birthday?
Email ruined at BigFattyOnline.com.
Oh, yes. Go ahead and send all gift debts to that address.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.